Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Malamed from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the second day of the month of Tammuz here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Lawrence Hagioff, Director of Interactive Jewish Community and Professor of Judaic Studies at Stern College for Women of Yeshiva University, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Hagioff's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chof, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Acheinu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English, followed by the Mishaberach for soldiers and the Mishaberach for sick people, at which point Rabbi Hagioff will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the Daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's TehillimCall. One more time, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hagioff.
Thank you very much for that beautiful introduction. Welcome, everyone. Let's gather together for some Divrei Chizuk and some public Tehillim and Tefillot for Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, and hopefully we will see good news soon. So there's a beautiful pasuk that we say in Tehillim. It's actually said every single day. It's part of Shacharit, but we read it so often that maybe we forget the beautiful meaning behind it. And it's found in Tehillim, Kuf Mem Zayin, Pasuk Beis, 1472. And here we see David HaMelech is telling us about what the city of Yerushalayim is going to be like right before, during, and even after Mashiach's arrival. Listen to these words. I'm sure they will sound familiar to anyone who reads Shacharit in the morning. Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. God is the builder of Jerusalem. Nidche Yisrael Yekaneis. Then he's going to gather the dispersed of Israel. These are seemingly two very different ideas, but they're put in the same pasuk, and therefore the Chazal bring forward the connection between them. There's going to be a time, says the Masoret of David, when God is going to rebuild Yerushalayim. It's going to become a loud and exciting, bustling city. And when you see that, when you see that Yerushalayim has taken on its former glory and become the capital of Eretz Yisrael, and actually the entire world, Ki Mitzion Seifei Torah, we know that Torah is going to surge forth from the city of Yerushalayim, then, and only then, we're going to see the gathering, says David HaMelech, of the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. Why that order? Why can't we have all the Jewish people return to Eretz Yisrael and then build Yerushalayim? And that's because it would be unbecoming of a city of Yerushalayim to be full of people, and then Yerushalayim will start to be built. So Hashem organized it in this way, that in the future, when you see Yerushalayim built up, and you'll see, says Rashi, that people are going to be pulling themselves together and walking around, and it's going to be so full and so difficult to walk around the crowded cities. Think Machane Yehuda, Erev Shabbat. You'll see that we are close to the Geula, something that has not happened in 2,000 years, where we've seen Yerushalayim full and bustling and exciting. That, says David HaMelech, is a siman, is a sign that Mashiach and the Geula is on its way. So when we see all the challenges in the world, especially Eretz Yisrael, we should always get chizuk from the city of Yerushalayim. When we see how exciting it is and how much building is happening over there, every time I go, with either groups of students or with my family, I always say the national bird of Israel is the crane. Baruch Hashem, we're seeing so much building, and this is what's predicted by David HaMelech in Tehillim. There's something else. And that is, we're going to see, right before Mashiach comes, the Nevi'im tell us, Yechezkel, Ezekiel, and Yishael, and Isaiah as well, that when you see the land of Israel blossom with fruits, with vegetables, with flowers, with trees, that is a sign that the Geula, the redemption, is very, very close. As Ezekiel tells us, chapter 36, verse 8, Ba'atem Har Yisrael, mountains of Israel, Antachem Titnu, let your branches shoot forth, Ofreichem Tisu, and let all of your fruit start to yield. Why? La'am Yisrael, because my people are Israel, ki kerev levavah, because they are a hand to come. And Isaiah the prophet makes another similar comment, that we are going to see the Geula, the redemption, come, and we're going to see the arrival of Mashiach, and one of the signs we look for, not just the bustling and the excitement and the building of Yerushalayim, but the whole of Eretz Yisrael is going to be covered in foliage and trees and fruits and vegetables, and we're going to be enjoying it. Why would that be? So the commentators give us two reasons why that is a very important and significant sign for the future and very close, God willing, Geula. Number one is that when the Jewish people arrive, the early Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the second Aliyah, and even now, they need to make business, they need to eat things. They need to shade themselves when they're building the city. And therefore, Hashem prepares the land itself by having the land full of fruits and vegetables that we can eat and enjoy and sit shading under trees and make business of even exporting fruits that we do, obviously, as well throughout the entire world. But the other reason is because we took a land that was barren for a long, long time, and we were able so quickly and speedily to turn it into an economic fortress, Baruch Hashem, and to bring Parnassah to thousands and thousands of people that may have not been there that long before. And so we see this, we see the building of Israel, the other nation is going to be like, wow, I see the Jewish people are in the homeland, and they have returned, and the Messiah is on his way. That's something else. The remarkable experience of seeing the land of Israel blossom after so many years itself is a proof that Mashiach is close. So we see all the events of the world that are happening, and we're thinking to ourselves, well, all these challenges that we have and all the difficulties that we have in our communities, whether in Eretz Israel and Chutz La'aretz, the anti-Semitism, but we have to remember daily, and maybe this is why, this is one of the Tehillim that was picked to appear daily, that Inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always preparing the Geula, the redemption for us. The Geula isn't just some interruption that stops the madness. Everything that happens through our entire lives, in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, is just a preparation for that time. So that, my friends, is where we are in history. We have the zchut, the merit, of being at this cusp of Jewish history, where we are going to see, B'zrat Hashem, the Geula, the redemption happen very, very soon in our days. Something that our prophets spoke about, Ezekiel, Yeshayahu HaNavi, Esther Malka, Mordechai, everyone was preparing us and laying the land for the final Geula, the final redemption. God willing, Mitzvah Hashem, it should happen very, very soon, and it is happening right now. With those words, let us pray, say some few chapters of Tehillim, and in the course of this, we will, B'zrat Hashem, see the Geula happen even sooner. We'll start with Tehillah, Chaf, Psalm, chapter 20. I'll read through it. You can join in. Lam nasech mizmola David, yanach adina b'yom tzara yisagef ha-shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrcha mikodesh umitzion yitzadeka, yizkor kol minchotecha velotcha yidash nesela, yitein lecha chilvavecha b'chol atotcha yamale, nirana b'shuatecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yamale adonai kol mishalotecha. Atayadati, kioshi adonai mishicho, yane mishmer kosho, big burad yesha yemino, eilev arechev, feilev asusim, vanachnu b'shem adonai eloheinu nazkir, hemakaru varafanu, vanachnu kamnu venitodad, adonai, hoshi hamalachaneinu, v'yom koreinu. We'll do Psalm Kuf Chaf Aleph 1:21. Shilma alot esainai el heharimani veuzri, ezri mi'im adonai othe shemayim va'aretz, al iten labod raglecha, al yunum shemrecha, hine lo yonum, Lo Yisham Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shemrecha Adonai Tzilchal Yad Yuminecha Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yikeka V'Yerech B'Layla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikara Yishma Davshecha Adonai Yishma Tetochoecha Me'ata V'Ad Olam. We'll finish with the third and final psalm for today. That is Kuf Lamed 130. Shir HaMa'alot Imamakim Karaticha Adonai Adonai Shema B'Koli Tiena Azrelach Kishuv L'Kol Tach Adonai Im Avanot Tishmaya Adonai Mi Amod Kim Chafli Chalman Tivare Gvid Adonai Kifta Nafshi Velid Vara Ochalti Nafshi Adonai Mishom Laboker Shomim Laboker Yachel Yisrael Adonai Ki Im Adonai Chesed Zahar Be'emofedut Behu Yifte Ed Yisrael Mekol Avonotav. We'll say the Achenu in the Hebrew and the English. Achenu, called Beit Yisrael, Hanatunim Bitzara, Vishivya Homdim, Ben Biyam, Uvim Biyasha, Hamakum Yarachem Alehem, Vyotziem, Mitzara Lervacha, Miafilora, Umishubiloga, Hashta Bagala, Uvizman Karev, and Omar, Amen. As for brothers of the house of Israel who are in distress for captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And we can all say, Amen. We will now say a Misha Berach for our holy soldiers who are defending our land, Eretz Yisrael. Mi Sheberach Avdim Abrazim Yaakov Yivarach Et Chayalei Tzav Hagana Al Yisrael Anshei Kochot HaBitachon Amdim Al Mishmar Atzein V'yarei Eloheinu V'gvul Ozanon V'yad Mibar Mitzrayim Menim HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava V'chol Makom Shehen V'yabasha V'avir V'yam Yitein Adonai Et Oyveinu HaMakam Aleinu Nikasim Lefnehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmo V'yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka Mikol Nega U'machala V'yishlach Baracha V'aslacha B'chol Ma'as Yadehim Yad Be'ersonim Tachteihim Yitrem V'chetzi Yeshua U'v'ater Nitzachon Yikem Behem HaKatuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem HaOlechem Echem L'Elechem Lachem Im Oyvechem Loshiyetchem V'nomar Amen. And we shall finish today's session with a Mi Sheberach L'Cholim for the sick, whether in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere in the entire world. I'll pause for a few moments and you can insert a name of someone or some people who need a refuah. Mi Sheberach Avotinu Avraham Yaakov Moshe Avraham Dov Shlomo Hu Yivarach Et Cholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Aleihem Leilechem Lerufahem Lachadkam Olecheotam Yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim Lachol Evareihem Lachol Gideihem B'toch Shar Choli Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Frot HaGuf Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv V'nomar Amen. Thank you for joining our daily chizuk.
Wow, thank you so much, Rabbi Hadjioff. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Thank you for your words of Torah and leading us today. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday, and I would like to thank our colleague Rebecca Levy for all her help in coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Israel time, as we pause each day at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Kol Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.